TBPA President James Stowe of Wrangell was not at the meeting, and his absence was the topic throughout the session. Joe Nelson is a commissioner from Petersburg.
I'm wondering, you know, in the absence of our president again, this is the second noticed meeting that he has chosen not to attend, has chosen not to communicate with us. We have no idea what his thoughts are, if he's participating anymore. There's been no communication whatsoever that I'm aware of. I'm wondering if we need to put that on the agenda to elect a new president.
The operations at Tyee may be transferred to the actual owner of that hydro plant. That's the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. SEPA is based in Ketchikan, and it also owns another hydro plant near that community. Some of the same people serve on the TBPA Commission and the board that oversees SEPA. The transfer of Tyee still needs to be approved by the communities and SEPA, but if it does go through, the move will essentially mothball the joint Thomas Bay Power Authority. Assemblies in both Wrangell and Petersburg voted to negotiate the transfer with some conditions. Earlier this spring, however, Stowe, who's also on the Wrangell Assembly, wrote a letter to the communities asking them to cease and desist in the negotiations over the transfer. Stowe argued that Thomas Bay should be negotiating with SEPA and not the municipal governments of Wrangell and Petersburg. The authority was created jointly by the two communities 40 years ago. Commissioners from both towns were unsure about whether Stowe planned to continue in his appointed seat on the commission. Here's Clay Hammer of Wrangell.
You haven't heard anything formal as to what Mr. Stowe's intentions are. Any correspondence, very little feedback, if any, out of the Thomas Bay office in response to different letters and stuff that I have wrote there. So I don't really know what's going on there. I just know for a fact, though, that we cannot, as a commission, continue to be taken seriously if we attempt to conduct our business in this manner. And so something's got to give there.
Meanwhile, the commission also had no administrative or office staff attending the meeting. John Jensen of Petersburg wondered about that.
I myself think we probably should see if anybody's even out in the office. We're not getting any responses. We're not getting our manager's report. We're not getting our financials. We're not hearing anything from them. Is anybody even there? I mean, I think it's somebody should go out and check the door and see if we're open for business.
Another commissioner from Wrangell, Dave Galla, resigned his seat this year. That left five of the seven commissioners attending the meeting held in Petersburg, with Brian Ashton attending by phone. Vice President Robert Larson led the session, and he told commissioners he wanted to have an election of officers at their next meeting. The group also voted to send a letter to Stowe to find out if he intended to continue. They also decided to direct their manager to draft a budget for them to consider at their next meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.